Those kind of things are so important when the Lord puts something on your heart to listen, because you don't know that that one prayer is what needs to push through and the wall comes tumbling down. Amen? We've heard testimonies from people who have had the Lord touch them in their sleep. I remember there was one that I heard about. It was a man that was in Africa, and he had a metal joint for his elbow, and he prayed and said, "Lord, I'm done. I'm done with the pain. I'm done with what it causes me." And he went to sleep. He went to sleep. That's all he did. And he woke up the next morning and he looked over on his nightstand, and the metal joint was on the nightstand and his elbow had been healed. Guys, that's supernatural healing. But you know what? That's what happens when you add God's super to the natural, is you get incredible miracles. Amen? And we've had miracle after miracle after miracle in this church. So we're no strangers to miracles, right? If you tell us, "No, that's impossible," what do we say? I don't think so. Amen? We've seen too much. We know too much to doubt the presence and the power of God. And that's what we've been believing for Jim, is God's just going to supernaturally heal his knee. Why not? Amen? Why not Jim? Why don't we believe for him that he's just going to rise up one morning and it's going to be a supernatural knee replacement and the Lord's going to bless him? Amen, because God is able. And we know God's able because of the things we've been learning in our tithes and offering time about the story of Jesus' birth. And I love this slide because it says, God made a way in the manger. Now, I know that's part of the song, but I love this play on words because God did make a way. Look at all these things. Oh, Mr. We'll get to the screen and then it'll make more sense. Is it under here? Oh, there it is. That's okay. There we go. Okay. So we talked about first is inability becomes ability. Zechariah and Elizabeth couldn't have a child, and God supernaturally applied his anointing, and there became an ability to have a child. We looked at impossible becomes possible with Mary. Totally impossible, right, for her situation to happen, but it became possible when God added his super to the natural. Then we looked at ordinary becomes extraordinary. The shepherds, ordinary men. But the power and the presence of God came in their lives and something extraordinary happened. Then we took a break last week and we looked at the joy of giving, that God so loved the world that he gave. He was so excited to give, amen? And we should be excited to give as well. And the last part of a series today is following becomes a follower. And you may be thinking, what? Following becomes a follower, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you what it means. In the story in Matthew 2 is the story of the wise men, right? And what did they do? They saw a star in the sky and they went following it, right? But there's a difference between following something and being a follower of something. Did you recognize that? There's lots of people that can just walk around following, right? Have you ever been in a big park and then all of a sudden this group of people just starts walking and all these people just start walking with them and you're like, where are we going? Nobody knows. We're just walking, right? We're just following. And there's a lot of people in society that are just following whatever the leading is of the day. They don't necessarily even know what it's about. They're just going with the flow, right? The wise men knew that they knew the star meant that their Messiah, their Jesus, was born. They just didn't know where he was going to be born at. So they were following the star, trying to get somewhere, but they didn't know where they were going. And a lot of times when you come to the Lord, you are following the example of those around you in church. And there is nothing wrong with that when there's tithes and offering time and everybody pulls out their wallets and you pull out your wallet because everybody else is doing it. But there comes a moment when you need to stop being someone who is following and you become someone who is a follower. And what that means was there were a lot of people in Jesus' day that were following him everywhere that he went. But a lot of them were following him because they wanted something. They saw the miracles. They were excited about the signs and the wonders. But they weren't following him. Does that make sense? There was a small group that became followers of Jesus when they recognized who he was and who he was in their lives. I remember from a time I was little, we were taught to tithe 10%. My brother and I never even questioned. That's just what you did. That was God's, and you gave it back to him. Amen? because he always blessed the other 90. But there came a point in my life when I recognized this is not just a routine, this is just not monotony. There is something powerful that happens when I tithe, and I stopped following and I became a follower. Why? Because I recognized that it wasn't just go with the flow, do what everybody else is doing. No, there's something powerful that is happening in my life as I am a follower of Jesus. When we tithe, it cuts off the world's effects of our 90%. I don't know how many times I can share this over and over and over, and I just wish I could get the importance of this to you, that when you don't tithe, the other 90% isn't blessed. You may have 100, but it's not going to go where the 90 would go. And you may say, well, it's only 10%. You know what? When I step out from underneath an umbrella and it's raining outside, I get wet. That's right. When you stop tithing, you stop the flow of the blessing in your life, and it's going to get wet. That doesn't mean that when you're a tither, nothing happens. But what it does mean is God always provides. And yes, you may feel like, well, I go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. I was looking back over this past few months of things that have been happening in our lives financially, and it's over $4,000 that we had to pay out. Now listen, what did I say? We had to pay out, but we paid it out. It was there. That's miraculous. How did that happen? I don't know. But God always provides. Say, God provides. God will always make a way for your needs. And then above that, because he loves us so much, he wants to bless us exceedingly and abundantly above, so we can be blessed to be a blessing. That's what God has in store. Stop being a person who's just following because they're just following. Be purposeful when you give. You are bringing a gift. God loved us so much that he gave Jesus. He gave us a gift. Every time we bring our tithes and offerings, we should be so excited to give our gift back. To give our gift back. Lord, I am a follower of you. I've tried your word. I've tested your word. It's proven true. What happened when the wise men were following the star and they got there? What did they do? Can someone tell me, what did they do when they got there? Kids, do you remember what happened when they got, when the wise men got to Jesus? What did they do? Thank you so much, Bentley. I knew there was somebody back there. They gave him presents. Why? Because they were so overwhelmed. They had been following something they didn't know, but when they got there, they became followers of someone they now knew personally themselves, and their first action was to bow down and worship and give gifts. It's a powerful thing when you bring your tithes and offerings. Amen? So grab them this morning, and let's pray over them. Father, we just thank you so much for your word and for the examples throughout the word that we can see and read, that you have always made a way. You made a way for us to be close to you by giving us Jesus, your only son. And we thank you for that today. But you didn't stop making a way with Jesus. You kept going and going and going, and you are still making a way today for us. Whatever the need, whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, God, you are still making a way. So we come so excited to give our gifts back to you. We don't want to just be following something because we're following it because everybody else is following. We want to be followers. We want to put our trust in you and say, I trust you enough to give you my 10% that you will anoint the 90 and it will cover more than I need. And we just praise you and we thank you for your word today. And I pray you bless every seed that is sown as we've been praying all month. This month we will not come short, that the only red that's going to be around in our homes is on our Christmas decorations, not in our checkbooks. We will stay in the black and we will enter into the new year blessed to be a blessing. And we just call it done right now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's a little bit different type of service today, it being Christmas Eve. We're just going to sing Christmas carols together and read a few passages out of the Word of God, beginning with scripture reading number one, John chapter 1. I just want to read this to you. Amen. It says in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Somebody say, the light, right? "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." And that word comprehend can be translated overcome. And in this candlelight service this morning, we just want to remember that Jesus is the light of the world. He was born into a dark world. Even this time of the year, in the middle of, you know, December, it gets dark like at 4:30 right now. It's just a reminder that we live in a dark world. But the darkness, the Bible says, the darkness will not overcome the light.
Yes, thank you.
So no matter how dark it looks, no matter how sorrowful, no matter how negative, no matter how challenging, somebody say, with Jesus, the darkness cannot overcome me. And as we sing and worship together this morning, we want to remember that Jesus is the light. Amen? Let's do it.
Stand or be seated, because we're just going to be singing some Christmas carols, some of the older ones that you don't always hear. So enjoy this morning.
Silent night, holy night. Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far and to
praise the Lord. You know, just even thinking about putting up Christmas lights, Christmas trees, a menorah, Hanukkah menorah, all of these things remind us that He is the light of the world and He's our hope. Hallelujah. Why do we do this every year? Why do I go through all the trouble to put up lights? Because we're shining for Jesus in a dark place. Hallelujah. John chapter 9 is our next scripture reading. And it says this, now Jesus passed by. As Jesus passed by, He saw a man who was blind from birth. How many know blindness is darkness? Can't see nothing. And there's a lot of people in this world that are spiritually blind. And that's worse, how many know, than being physically blind. Amen. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Rabbi, by the way, a disciple is not one who's following Him. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. Amen. Any followers of Jesus today? Amen. I should see more hands than that. My goodness. Yes. Hallelujah. His disciples asked Him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. What did Jesus say? I am the light of the world. A lot of people protesting the light of the world right now, loving darkness more than light. We pray for them today. We're not just here to pat ourselves on the back for being followers. We're praying for those who, if they left this planet right now, would be in an eternal place called hell. We're standing for them. We light these candles for them. We pray for them that their eyes would be opened, just like this man, right? When He had said these things, He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And He anointed the eyes of the man with the clay. And He said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed, and guess what? He came back seeing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, He's the light of the world. He gives me sight. and he shines through me. Amen? Let's continue to sing this morning.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria. No crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved someone like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. When we
praise the Lord. We're going to pray in just a moment and go out singing this morning. But I love that word, overflowing with joy. Somebody say, I'm overflowing with the joy of the Lord. Another way we could say that is, I'm overflowing with lightness. Somebody say, lighten up. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
They celebrated because he was born in a manger, that he was coming and was born in a manger, but we can celebrate also because he's coming again. Amen? Hallelujah. But Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16 says this. Remember, we just read in the word that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He said, as long as I am in the world. Well, how many know when he died and rose again, he ascended to the Father and sent us who? The Holy Ghost, right? So here, this brings us to this point. He says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine. Somebody say, overflow. Man, we drove around last night looking at some Christmas lights, and there were some houses, it's like they tried, they did a bush, and some houses, it's just like they found every light they possibly could and just threw it up there. Right? Hallelujah. Somebody say, overflow.
Overflow.
Let your light so shine. Glory to God forevermore. Let your light so shine before men that they may see. That they may see. Who do they need to see?
Jesus.
Glory to God forevermore. Let your light so shine before men. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the light. Let it shine. Somebody say, let it shine.
Let it shine.
That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So when Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, somebody say this, as long as I'm in the world,
he's in the world.
That's why it's going to get real bad when the rapture happens and his people are vacated from this planet. As long as he is in the world, the darkness will not win. Glory to his name forevermore. I want us all to stand up and we're going to pray. And can we just, Lane, can you turn the lights completely off for a minute? Hallelujah, that's perfect. Amen. Just lift your hands to the Lord. So we see the candles around and the lights up in the sky. I like these beautiful lights inside remind me that we are surrounded by a heavenly host. There is more with us than against us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you today. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus. And if you've never received him, or you just need to make a fresh commitment to the Lord, just say, I receive you, Jesus. I receive what you did for me. You were born. You grew up, lived a sinless life. You died on a cross. You rose again 3 days later and sent the Holy Ghost to fill me up and enable me to live for you every day of my life. I receive my forgiveness and my cleansing of all unrighteousness, and I commit my whole life to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And I'll let that light shine. I'll let that light overflow out of me, and that others will see you and be drawn, just like in this room, it's dark in a lot of cases, and most of the room is dark, and we can clearly see the light. That the people around us, we're praying for, people that we reach out to on social media or in our family, our acquaintances, will clearly see Jesus Christ and be drawn to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody just thank the Lord this morning. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Let's sing this final song together. Let me know if you need more light. You okay?
All right. So one of the things that I was praying about today's service is reminding us that not only are we the light, but when we leave here today, we take his light. So whatever family event you're going to, it doesn't matter who's there or what's going on, you walk in with the light of Jesus and you just declare over that situation, that circumstance, that there's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. So today I want us to leave with an upbeat, excited song. So when we leave here, we got the joy of the Lord in us. Amen.
Gloria, let the heavens ring with the anthem of our King. Lifted high on the songs of praise from the hearts of the redeemed. We're singing hallelujah, glory to our King. Hallelujah, glory to our King. Hallelujah, glory, glory to our King. Gloria, let the heavens ring with the anthem of our King. Lifted high on the songs of praise from the hearts of the redeemed. We're singing hallelujah, glory to our King. Hallelujah, glory to our King. Hallelujah, glory, glory to our hallelujah, glory to our King. Hallelujah, glory to our King. Hallelujah, glory, glory to our King. Glory to our King. Glory to our King. Glory to our King.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And with this, I tell you this. Oh, did I miss one? Everybody have a very Merry Christmas. Woo! Hallelujah. Love somebody. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Amen.